New York's park system now has the dubious honor of a new listing on a National Preservation Group's Register of Endangered Sites. Karen DeWitt reports from Albany.
Wendy Nicholas with the National Trust for Historic Preservation says it was Governor Patterson's decision to close 55 parks and historic sites in New York.
It's a very short-term move with long-term implications.
Nicholas says sites can rapidly deteriorate from neglect and thefts of historic artifacts could occur. State lawmakers say they hope to pass a bill Monday demanding that state parks stay open for the same hours in the 2010 season as they did in 2009 in an attempt to force the governor to reopen the parks. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.